Just pray, Heavenly Father, once again, another wonderful opportunity to share your word. And however way you'll be listening to this, I pray that the word of God will speak to your heart today. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Did I let little ones go to junior church? Okay. If you do that, we'll be looking at several scriptures in the book of Psalms. The title would be The Importance of Waiting on God. The Importance on Waiting on God. You know, how are y'all at with waiting? Huh? One of the things that about pastoring and teachers can do is they can give you some real life situations. That's what's nice about sometimes it's nice. Elroy, you know, when our families, we share about things in our family, the way God works. Maybe sometimes it's embarrassing to our family, but we don't mean it to be that way. We just share in what God does. And patience wasn't one of my virtues. It really never has been. Something I really have had to work on. I won't tell you the name of the store, but I'll tell you these big box stores. They always open up with they might have 10 registers in there. I don't know why they put so many in. They don't use them anyway. They put 10 registers in, they have two open, and people are standing back by the house detergents in the big box store waiting to be waited on. I'm not good with that. I'm going to tell you, I'm not good with that. I worked my way through my first year of Bible college, and I worked at a grocery store. And even back then, we were trained to wait on people. People that were in the store were the best people we could have because they were customers. And if you don't have customers, you don't got a paycheck. So we were trained to always make sure that they were important and you wait on them immediately. And at the grocery store that I worked at, we had 14 registers. It's a huge grocery store. And we would go in on our own time, a half hour on our own time that we did not get paid for. But we had to take the list of the specials and walk through the store and familiarize ourselves with what was on special for the week. We had to realize and memorize what those specials were. And there was a lot of other things we had to do. Whenever we were done, you didn't hide behind the register. You went out front and left everybody know, my lane is open. Like, you don't do like some that get behind the register and hope that they don't see you. I'm not proud of this, but one day I left my groceries set in the cart because I got impatient. I just walked out. I'm sorry, Lord, you saw that day. It's because some of my old training kicked in. And I remembered what I had to do for customers. And I wish they'd put that same training in the cashiers today. Would have that same concern, but they don't. So this message was for me too, just for you. Not real good with waiting. Maybe you're going to make a purchase or maybe you're facing an emergency. The last thing you want to do is wait. And the reason for our problem today is we're used to having everything immediately. The microwave has really helped a lot in that. You don't have to put it in the oven and wait for a half an hour. You can put it in for 30 seconds. So there's a lot of things that we can do to save time. We have dishwashers. We have washing machines, dryers. All kinds of things to make life a little faster, a little quicker. And it does. You don't have to wait in most checking lines at a bank. You can just go up to the ATM machine and get what you want. You can call Amazon. You can get everything delivered in probably a day or so. You see, we're used to having everything immediately. Unfortunately, it doesn't work that way with God. For some things that we waited a month to receive is now available the same day. It is very convenient, by the way. I can't remember the last I went in to pay for my gas. I used my card, my debit card, to pay for my gas. I get really irritated if I have to wait in line inside for somebody trying to decide what lottery ticket they want to get. I'm not good with that. What I really want to walk up to and say, put your money in where it would really do benefit. This is nothing. Don't be gambling. It's gambling. Don't you know what gambling is? So I'm not good with that. So I stay out of there. I go out the pump and put my card in and take care of business there because I'm better with it that way. If I go in, I'd open my mouth and get in trouble, Elroy. Maybe there's times I should do that. It's led to a lot of moral decline in our country. The actions of those who aren't willing to wait for a physical relationship before marriage. It's resulting in a lot of things that we're always sorry for later. You know that sin has consequences. There's always a consequence to doing things that are wrong. There's a consequence. God doesn't work by this world's standards, by the way. In Psalms 27:14, wait for the Lord, be strong, let your heart take courage. Yes, wait for the Lord. This is a command, it's not a suggestion. It's given because God knows it's not easy for us to wait. Especially if we've had to do so for an extended period of time. If we've already had to wait on something for quite a long time. God has spoken often about waiting because it's very important and very essential for every area of our life. In our relationships, in our finances, in our physical life, as well as our spiritual life. It's why the scripture admonishes us to wait. It's one of the key issues in the Bible that we would do well to learn. We often don't see the value of waiting. And we prefer to get what we desire immediately. But God knows that sometimes we're not ready to receive what we've requested. Some of the things we want are unwise, even physically, emotionally, and spiritually dangerous for us. That's why God doesn't allow us to have it. Waiting on God is a principle that we can find in His Word. There's great advantages and protection for us in God's delays. My first year teacher in the life of Christ, the president of the college, David Coote, had this phrase, God's delays are not His denials. I never forgot that. God's delays are not His denials. If you haven't gotten what you've wanted, there's a reason why. God has seen fit not to give it to you yet. Or maybe He'll never give it to you. Have you given God permission to do that? I have. I've given Him permission to do that. Do I want it? I still want it. I'd like to have it, but it's okay. The older I get, the more I realize I really don't need it anyway. I really don't need it. It's interesting, the things now that I can buy, I'm no longer interested in. When I was younger and didn't have the money to buy it, that's when I wanted it. Now I can buy it, I don't want it. And that's something. It's how things work in our life. I guess it's called maturity. I guess it's maturity. Another benefit is that we can certainly avoid the consequences of impatiently running ahead of God. I don't want to get ahead of God. I don't want to be behind God. I want to walk with God. How about you? Let's walk with him. For the new year, let's learn to walk with him. Don't get ahead of him. Don't lag behind. Walk with him. And somebody says they want to walk with you. Do you know what that means? It means exactly what they mean. They want to walk with you. You want to go for a walk. I want to be with you. Let's walk with the Lord this year. Don't get ahead of him. Don't lag behind. Isaiah chapter 40, verses 28 through 31. Do you not know? Have you not heard? The everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, does not become weary or tired. His understanding is inscrutable. He gives strength to the weary, and to him who lacks might, he increases power. Though youths grow weary and tired, vigorous young men stumble badly, but those who wait for the Lord will gain new strength. They will mount up with wings like eagles, and they will run and they'll not get tired. They will walk and they will not become weary. You see, to become the one that God wants us to be, to accomplish what he desires, we must learn to wait upon him. Instead of making decisions that's based on our own limited understanding, we need to wait until God shows us what he would have us to do. And if we ignore the Lord, there is a price to pay. I think I have something to that effect. I think I wrote something like that in the front of my Bible that has something to do with that. A price to pay. Give me a minute here. Sin adds to your troubles, subtracts from your energies, multiplies your difficulties, divides your interests in his work, and its wages is death. Wow. There was something else too that I wrote, but it must be somewhere else. Okay. Psalms 25:3, none of those who wait for you will be ashamed. If we obey God, we will not be ashamed. He works in our lives as we follow him and depend on him rather than jumping ahead. Psalms 37:9, for evildoers will be cut off, but those who wait on the Lord, they will inherit the land. God's blessings come to us when we seek his guidance and obey. He is good and he loves us. He will not forget our needs, and we must not assume that if God hasn't stopped us, it's not fine to do as we desire, even though he hasn't stopped us. The better approach would be to wait for him to make his timing more clear. To make his timing more clear. You see, God isn't just good. He is perfect. He's not just good, he's perfect. So what wrong ways to wait on God? What are some wrong ways? Boy, this is going to hit quite a few. Put your feet up. Well, impatiently. Fussing at the Lord because he hasn't done anything yet. How many does that hit? Somehow or another, we think our timing's better than God's. We know more than he does. Lord, why don't you do this? Why haven't you answered this prayer? I see nothing wrong with it. Somehow or another, we think our timing's better than God's. We know more than he does. Lord, why don't you do this? Why haven't you answered this prayer? I see nothing wrong with it. fussing at the Lord because he hasn't done anything. Another way that was not to wait on God is nervously, being anxious about the outcome. The Lord told us not to be anxious about those things. Don't be anxious. Don't give an anxious thought about it. The world thinks that way. But I'm your Heavenly Father. You're my children, and I love you, and I'll take care of you. Don't you worry. Here's another way we're not to wait on God is complain. Grumbling at the Lord for his lack of response. Have you been there? Hit me. Hit me. When I wanted to sell my house in town, I couldn't see why the Lord didn't want me to sell it or get me a buyer. It was because God's timing wasn't right for me. For me. His timing's always right, but it wasn't right for me. And when I finally figured out to let go and let God have his way, he did everything perfect. Perfect. I didn't need a realtor. I didn't need nobody. All I had was God, and that was all I needed. He took care of the buyer. He took care of everything. Just like this it went. Remember, God's timing is perfect. 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 Questioning. Doubting that God's judgment is right. Boy, have we ever accused God of not being just or right? Think back when I was a kid and I'd want something and I'd moan and carry on and make a fuss. Well, why did my brother get a BB gun? Why can't I have a BB gun? Your brother shot all the windows out of the barn and you're not getting a BB gun because you probably do the same thing. Well, Tommy has one. Why can't I have one? Are we still doing that? Are we still kids? Are we still complaining and fussing? It's written in the Word, why do the wicked prosper? Huh? We're not the only ones that wondered that question. Had that. Why do the wicked prosper? They asked the same questions in the Old Testament. I believe it was the prophet Amos where it's recorded. Why do the wicked prosper? They ask the same questions. Well, first of all, it really isn't our business. Do you remember when the Lord had a conversation with one of the disciples, and one of the disciples was worried about what he's going to do, and the Lord said, what's that to you if he does this or he does that? What is that to you? In other words, it was the Lord's way of saying, it's none of your business what I do with that disciple. If I so desire that he lives his whole life through without any problems, that's my doing, not yours. Don't you worry about it. That's what the Lord was saying. Don't you worry about it. Frustrated. Being annoyed because God isn't working according to your desires or your timetable. Frustrated. Irritated. Becoming aggravated by his seemingly inactivity. We don't see God doing anything, so we really get irritated because we don't see God doing nothing. Did I hit anybody with any of these? Every one of those has my name on. Miserable. Feeling that God is withholding something from you. Listen to me. God will never withhold anything that's good for you. That's good. He'll never withhold anything. That's good for you. But if it's bad for you, you better give him permission not to give it to you. Are you listening to me? You give him permission not to give it to you. Don't let me have it because I don't want it. If you don't want me to have it, I don't want it either. That's how your feeling should be. All these attitudes that I talked about result from a failure to realize that God is good and he is generous. He gives us as much, much more than we deserve. God has always given me more than I deserve. Always been good to me. He's wise and he's loving. He withholds those things that are not beneficial for us, or maybe perhaps that we're not ready to handle, or that could become a stumbling block in our walk with him. That could be a problem. So he withholds it. I'm okay with that. So I told you how we should not wait. Now I want to tell you how we should wait on the Lord. So the opposite of impatience is what? Patient. That's the first one. Patiently. I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined to me and heard my cry. He brought me up out of the pit of destruction, out of the miry clay. He set my feet upon the rock, making my footsteps firm. He put a new song in my mouth, a song of praise to our God. Many will see and fear and will trust in the Lord. Psalms 40 and verse 1 through 3. We can wait patiently for God if we understand that he is wiser than we are and that blessings always follow obedience. Blessings always follow obedience. And we should wait on him quietly. My soul, wait in silence for God. For my hope is from him, Psalm 62:5. So instead of complaining, we should wait calmly for the Lord's provision. And we should be trusting. You see, waiting isn't just a passive resignation. It is active, and it's trust in our Lord, which in turn allows us to rest in him and wait patiently. How many of you understand the word rest? Do you understand that word, that term? That term means no matter what's going on in your life, no matter how chaotic your life seems like it's spinning out of control, if you will learn to trust in the Lord and patiently wait on him, he will give you the peace that passes all understanding. You don't understand a thing that's going on, but he'll give you peace that passes all that. You don't have to have an understanding of it. Just know that God's with you. You're walking with him. You're not behind him and you're not ahead of him. He's walking right beside you. That's all you need to know. He's with you. You're not alone. You won't have to face this alone. Instead of fretting, we bring our requests to him and trust he will answer as any loving father would. He'll do it in the right way and always in his perfect timing. We can trust him to keep his word and do what he is best for us. That's why you should let him have control of your life, because he knows what's best for you. You young people worried about a boyfriend, don't worry about it. Just trust in the Lord. He'll give you the right one for you. He knows which one's best suited for you. Boy, waiting for a girlfriend. God knows what girlfriend's best for you, by the way, fellas. He knows which one's the best for you. Don't get in a hurry. I've always seen it this way. When it's time for you to make your choice, and if you're following the Lord and the Holy Spirit is living in your life, your choice will be God's choice. Did you catch that? Your choice will be God's choice. It'll be his too. If it's not, if it's not the right one, you just say, Lord, just kind of get rid of him or her. Just cause us to have an argument or fly up or something. Just cause us to have something happen that this isn't going to work out. And you know what? It's exactly what he does. It just doesn't work out. Don't work out. Don't fret. Don't worry about it. It's just the wrong one. That's all. Just got the wrong one. There's plenty of fish in the sea. Yeah, but the last one took all my bait, Pastor. No, I don't want to hear that. All right. We should wait on him expectantly. I would have despaired unless I had believed that I would see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Psalms 27:13. After salvation, the Holy Spirit came to take up residence within us and give us guidance for life. Remember when Jesus was talking to the disciples, he said, I have to go. If I don't go, the Comforter won't come. But if I go, the Comforter will come, and he will lead you and guide you into all truth, is what the scripture says. He will lead and guide you into all truth. So we can expect that he will direct our paths and show us the way in his timing. And we should begin each day with the Lord in prayer and wait expectantly for him to guide us through this sinful world. We certainly need navigation in this new year. And we should do this courageously. Wait for the Lord. Be strong and let your heart take courage. Wait for the Lord. Psalms 27:14. Waiting on God may require courage when we don't understand why he is delaying his response. We don't understand that, but it's all right. I understand it's God's timing. Just help me to be patient with you, Lord. And lastly, standing on God's word. I wait for the Lord, my soul does wait, and in his word do I hope. Psalms 130, verse 5. And in his word do I hope. You see, scripture is the foundation on which we stand, and we watch our Lord act according to his perfect timing and his will, and he has given us a promise. This is a confidence which we have before him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us in whatever we ask, we know that we have the requests which we have asked from him. 1 John 5:14 and 15. So as you've heard these lists, which one of these resembles your response? I told you, I was hit by every one of those. And now, I hope that I can wait on the Lord the way I should. Patiently, quietly, trusting, expectantly, and courageously, and standing on God's word. Would you stand with me? So how does your view of the Lord influence your trust in him? I hope that this word has helped you to strengthen you as it has for me. As I've asked the Lord to lay a message on my heart, he spoke to me with this, and I needed this too. And I'm so grateful and thankful that he loves me and cares for me so much. Father in heaven, we're just grateful and thankful. Lord, we're standing on the first Sunday of our new year. I don't want to be anxious about things. People ask what I think, what's going to happen. It really don't matter what I think. I just know, Lord, that you're in control, and we need to understand that. There isn't anything that happens without your control. So, Lord, help us to not be anxious about this new year. And, Lord, everything that we have need of, you already know that we have need of it. And, Lord, this message on waiting on you, may we take this message and apply it to each and every one of our lives. Help us to wait on you this new year. Help us to not get anxious about anything. Don't need to worry about lots of things. You said, Martha, Martha, you're worried about so many things. But Mary cares about that which is necessary and needful for this very time. So, Father, I hope that we can be Marys instead of Marthas. Help us to be the Marys that want to sit at your feet and listen to what you have to say, because that's more important than anything else we can do. Thank you, Father, for this wonderful opportunity I had today to share. Thank you for this family. Thank you for this church. I pray, Lord, now as we're ready to leave, you just give us safe travels to our homes and give us a wonderful week. Look forward to meeting again together and sharing your precious word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Lord bless you.